Challenging views on Islam. Many world leaders often say Islam is a peaceful religion troubled only by a minority of extremists. However, looking back at its history, Islam hasn't always been about peace. Some say Islamic violence isn't just caused by social issues like unemployment or corrupt leaders, but stems from the religion's beliefs. In many Muslim-majority countries, speaking out against these beliefs could lead to serious consequences, like being labeled a heretic or even facing violence. Some argue that the Quran, a holy book for Muslims, supports violence and influences laws in Islamic societies. Rather than accepting the idea that only a few rogue clerics have twisted Islam's message, Western nations should encourage Muslims to adapt to Western values. Those working for reform within Islam should be supported by the West. Muslim believers. The core belief in Islam, encapsulated in the Shahada, states, "I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is his messenger." Originally a religious affirmation, it has transformed into a political ideology and a catalyst for conflict. This has led to the categorization of Muslims into three groups. 1. Medina Muslims, representing a small fraction, around 3% of the global Muslim population, these individuals are often associated with radicalism and fundamentalism. They advocate for practices like beheadings and stonings, emphasizing the call to jihad. Mostly Sunni, they number around 48 million. 2. Mecca Muslims, forming the majority, these believers reject violence but resist modernization and globalization. Their social structures are often hierarchical, based on factors like clan, age, and gender. Many immigrants find themselves torn between assimilation into a foreign culture or being drawn towards extremist ideologies due to feelings of isolation. 3. Modifying Muslims, this group includes dissenters seeking reform within Islam. Often considered heretical by mainstream believers, they strive for change while remaining within the faith they were raised in. Address key issues in Islam. Reforming aspects of Islam means looking at five main areas. 1. Muhammad's authority and literal Quran interpretation. Some believe Muhammad and the Quran are beyond questioning, but we need to rethink this. 2. Focus on the afterlife. Islam often concentrates heavily on life after death. We should reconsider this focus. 3. Islamic law and Sharia. Sharia law governs many aspects of life, but it might need updating. 4. Religious policing by followers. Some followers become like religious police, enforcing what they believe is right. This might need to change. 5. The call to jihad, or holy war, is another aspect that needs reevaluation. These issues are tough to talk about. Even moderate religious leaders worry that questioning them might create doubt and cause trouble. In Islam, changing religious beliefs is seen as a big no-no. This reflects how closely tied religion and government are. The impact of Martin Luther's Reformation. In the 16th century, Martin Luther sparked a Protestant Reformation, a movement unique to Christianity, unlike anything seen in Islam. This significant transformation was fueled by the innovative technology of the time, the printing press, which connected reformers. Luther's idea of a priesthood for all believers, emphasizing equality, resonated with the rising middle class. The Reformation stemmed from European dissatisfaction with the Roman Catholic Church. This theological shift played a crucial role in the development of representative government. Additionally, the approaches and reasoning introduced by modern science acted as a liberating influence, encouraging critical thinking and challenging established beliefs. The Quran's role. Many people wonder about the Quran's place in Islamic society. They ask how older Jewish and Christian texts influenced it, who besides Muhammad had a hand in shaping it, how it differs from its original form, and whether certain beliefs have changed over time. A big question is how the Quran talks about violence. Some experts say it's tied to Muhammad's call for armed struggle. But suggesting Islam rethink its core stories faces strong opposition. In contrast to modern Western religions, which reject violent tales in their scriptures, some Islamic scholars use stories like Muhammad's marriage to a young girl to justify child marriage in certain places. Throughout history, those pushing for change in Islamic teachings have struggled. Influential figures like Al-Ghazali argued that Allah's wisdom is beyond human understanding, so people should just have blind faith, even in tough times. The fascination with death in Islamic culture. Some aspects of Islamic culture teach that life is full of uncertainties and that death is just the beginning of something better. This helps us understand why some followers of the Islamic State, IS, eagerly seek martyrdom. According to an Al-Ghazali hadith, a commentary on the Quran, believers are promised lavish afterlife rewards, like palaces made of precious stones and an abundance of companions. These descriptions often include mention of sweet black-eyed girls, suggesting a life of pleasure and companionship. These promises might inspire some to sacrifice themselves for what they believe to be a better existence beyond death. Unfortunately, this mindset can lead to adults influencing children to become suicide bombers, with families sometimes receiving rewards for their children's martyrdom. Limited by Sharia. In the 7th century, the Quran established Sharia, the Islamic legal code. It condones criminal penalties that the West views as barbarous, such as chapter 47, verse 4, which permits beheadings of those who meet the unbelievers, in fight, by smiting at their necks. In other verses, punishments for adultery are explained, including public stoning, flogging, crucifixion, amputation, and 100 public lashes. The Quran states that if ye believe in Allah and the Last Day, then let not compassion move you in their case, in a matter proscribed by Allah. Certain penalties are still legal in some places, where the government and prominent religious leaders favor their use. This occurs not only in more moderate Indonesia but also in Pakistan, Iran, Saudi Arabia, Somalia, and Sudan. In one instance, a 40-year-old married man was accused of having an extramarital affair with a 25-year-old widow. Before Sharia police could publicly cane them, he had been beaten, the woman had been gang-raped, and they had both been covered in the trash of the town. That's the power of Sharia. It is centered on morality, punishment, and an arbitrary legal system that is believed to have been dictated by God. It is accepted, literally, commanded to use violence against women. A priest in Egypt stated, Allah honored wives by instituting disciplinary punishment. Challenges of religious law enforcement. In both Western and Islamic societies, the law aims to guide people towards what's right and deter them from what's wrong. However, in Islamic communities, religion is deeply intertwined with daily life, influencing notions of right and wrong in a unique way. This connection sometimes leads to strict enforcement of religious rules by groups like the religious police, who have been patrolling Islamic neighborhoods for centuries. The enforcement of religious laws can be especially troubling within families, as seen in honor killings, which are tragically common, with around 5,000 reported each year. These killings typically occur when a woman's actions or even suspicions about her behavior are seen as dishonoring the family. Usually, it's a young woman who becomes the target, often for something as minor as having feelings for someone or questioning her faith. The perpetrator is usually a male family member who takes on the role of judge, jury, and executioner. The tragic consequences of cultural norms. In Pakistan, a 25-year-old woman glanced at a passing boy on a motorcycle for a moment too long, and her parents reacted by pouring acid on her, believing she brought dishonor upon the family. She pleaded, "I didn't do it on purpose. I won't look again," before succumbing to her injuries. Long ago, societies often kept private matters separate from public scrutiny. But today, in some Islamic cultures, the concept of privacy is fading, as the idea of commanding right and forbidding wrong extends to personal actions. This shift is now seeping into Western societies, challenging the fundamental values of individual freedom. Troublingly, some young Muslims are drawn to extremist ideologies like that of the Islamic State, forsaking personal freedoms in favor of a strict interpretation of religious law. In global jihad. In the contemporary world, the historical call to jihad, rooted in Prophet Muhammad's time, lacks resonance beyond the Muslim community without the aid of modern technology and more potent explosives. Jihad attracts disenchanted young men seeking acceptance in an Islamic realm that reveres warriors, turning it into a kind of globalized selfie for the uninformed. The glorification of suicide bombers captures the imagination of many young people, fueled by endorsements from numerous imams both in the Islamic world and the West. While some imams work to curb jihad's influence, a critical mass is yet to denounce and expel the concept from the Quran. Saudi Arabia adopts halfway house-style programs treating jihadis akin to drug addicts. Although well-intentioned, these measures often fall short of success. These programs redirect jihad's focus away from the Saudi government but fail to reject the legitimacy of the concept itself. Moreover, Saudi Arabia's past financial support has inadvertently fueled the problem it now aims to address. Change the game against extremism. Despite the daily challenges from places like Baghdad to Paris, there are signs of hope. Technology is spreading in Muslim communities, and radical governments are struggling to keep their promises. Many Muslims are open to religious change and are increasingly appalled by the violence of groups like IS, Al-Qaeda, and Boko Haram. To move forward, we need to put more pressure on extremist leaders and groups. We must also counter their propaganda with our own, using social media and magazines to challenge their beliefs. We cannot allow Muslim communities in the West to enforce strict Sharia laws that restrict freedoms and treat women as inferior. When someone claims offense over religious issues, we must ask, what's more important, a religious text or basic human rights? Bahraini cleric Dia al-Musawi suggests a cultural revolution to rid the Arab and Islamic world of harmful beliefs. Key points. 1. Islam's diverse believers range from radical to reformist, with varying interpretations of scripture. 2. Reform in Islam entails questioning Muhammad's authority, shifting focus from the afterlife, and re-evaluating Sharia law and the call to jihad. 3. Martin Luther's Reformation in Christianity contrasts with Islam's resistance to questioning core beliefs. 4. The Quran's role prompts scrutiny of its origins, interpretations, and teachings on violence. 5. Islamic culture's fascination with death influences extremist ideologies like martyrdom. 6. Strict religious enforcement, including honor killings, reflects the intersection of religion and daily life in Islamic societies. 7. Combating global jihad requires challenging extremist propaganda and promoting religious reform and human rights.